Imagine, like, forcing a high-speed bullet train off its rails and just driving it directly onto a dirt road. Okay, let's unpack this, because that is essentially what's happening right now in Kenya's labor market. In today's deep dive, we're looking at some official economic surveys and a really interesting new policy blueprint from the Tharaka Invention Academy, or TIA.
Right, and we're using that data to figure out why a university degree just doesn't automatically equal a job anymore.
Exactly. I mean, for those of you listening, we've got hundreds of thousands of university students chasing these stable, formal careers, but they're landing in a totally mismatched environment.
Yeah, to put some hard numbers to that train crash analogy, the official 2024 data shows over 634,000 learners are currently enrolled in Kenyan universities.
Oh, that's a massive number.
It is, but here is the kicker. Of the roughly 782,000 new jobs created that same year, a staggering 90% were in the informal sector.
Wait, 90%? So by informal, you mean like roles without official contracts or benefits?
Exactly. We're talking street vending, unregistered micro-businesses, that kind of thing. The formal stable employment rate is hovering around just 16.4%.
So with over half a million university students, you'd think the few formal jobs that actually do exist would be snapped up instantly. But graduates are struggling to land even those roles.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is that about 20% of employers actually report having hard-to-fill vacancies.
Oh, so the jobs are there.
They are. But employers aren't begging for more academic degrees. They are begging for what they call transversal skills.
Transversal skills,
Yeah.
like abilities that transfer across any role or industry.
Right. Things you don't necessarily get from just reading a textbook. A recent Federation of Kenya Employers survey showed almost 49% of enterprises specifically demand effective communication,
Interesting.
and nearly 42% are just looking for critical thinking.
So what does this all mean? To me, it really highlights the ultimate catch-22. I mean, graduates need experience to get hired, but they need a job to actually gain that experience.
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle.
And if employers are so desperate for these transferable soft skills, why aren't they just, training entry-level hires themselves? Because less than a third of employers actually provide that kind of training.
Well, it really comes down to capital. Capital is incredibly tight for these businesses. Firms are facing massive growth constraints just from informal market competition.
Oh, I see. So they just can't afford the risk.
Right. They simply don't want to risk investing time and money training someone who might just leave for a better offer 6 months later. So they shift that burden entirely back onto the system.
They just wait for fully formed, job-ready candidates to walk through the door.
Exactly.
But if employers refuse to train them and traditional universities aren't giving them these practical skills, that opens up a massive gap. So who is stepping into that void?
Well, this is exactly the niche the Tharaka Invention Academy, or TIA, aims to fill. And TIA doesn't pretend it can magically conjure up new formal jobs out of thin air.
Right, they can't change the whole economy?
No. Instead, it acts as a work readiness layer. It shifts the focus away from passive academic certificates toward what they call proof bundles.
Proof bundles. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Think of a traditional resume, like a boring ingredients list on the back of a cereal box, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It tells you what's in there, but it doesn't actually prove that it tastes good. A proof bundle is more like a dynamic sports highlight reel.
Exactly. It is a portfolio of verifiable micro-credentials and actual documented projects. By showing the employer exactly what you can do up front, it completely de-risks the hiring process for them.
So instead of a graduate just saying, "Hey, I have critical thinking skills," they actually hand over a documented project.
Yes, like showing how they optimized an agro-processing workflow, or maybe they set up an inventory tracking spreadsheet for a local small business.
But wait, I have to push back here a little bit.
Yeah.
Because TIA plans to do all this using ultra-low-budget tools, right? Like literally WhatsApp study circles and bulk
Yeah,
SMS.
anchored to local Safaricom mobile tariffs.
Right. So how does texting on WhatsApp generate a verified proof bundle that an employer actually trusts?
Well, the mechanism relies on peer-reviewed microprojects. Learners use the basic digital tools they already live on to coordinate with local small and medium enterprises.
Okay, so they do real work.
Yeah, they complete a short, tangible task for that business, like that inventory spreadsheet we mentioned. Then the local business owner validates that the work was completed successfully via a simple mobile confirmation.
Oh, wow. So that validation is recorded.
Exactly. It creates a verifiable third-party reference tied to a specific practical skill. It entirely bypasses that traditional experience trap we talked about earlier.
That is wild. They are using the cheapest possible infrastructure to generate the highest possible value signal for employers.
Yeah, it's a really innovative workaround.
And for you listening, this isn't just Kenya's story. I mean, this is a global reality check. A degree just doesn't automatically convert to a job anywhere anymore if you lack those practical, trustworthy signals.
Right, which raises a really important question to leave you with.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If employers increasingly view degrees as mere screening devices, and they start prioritizing these de-risked proof bundles of verified micro-credentials instead, are we looking at the beginning of the end for the traditional four-year university model?